This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Larry Richard now entering hour three of the primary election polls. I guess there are, with the weather, some decent turnout, but primaries always have a really low turnout traditionally, although the hope is somewhere around 30%. We will see. And earlier this morning, just after 7 o'clock, we had a chance to catch up with political analyst John Delano, who you will see on KDK-TV today, even though he has hung up his daily work. He loves election days, and it was really a conversation that was almost like a civic lesson.
In many of our communities, the primary is the only real election because we have one-party rule. That is, a lot of our communities are Democratic, or some of our suburban communities are just Republican. And that's particularly true in the outlying counties as well. So if you don't show up to vote during the primary, you really miss the opportunity to nominate the people who will almost automatically get elected in the fall. That's very true in the city of Pittsburgh, where the Democrats dominate. So, you know, these elections, I can't stress enough how important primary elections in off years, that's the odd years like 2025, how important they are to our civil society.
A friend of mine, Tony Ferraro, suggested to me, and John, I think you'll love this. He said to engage more voters, especially young voters, the county workers. I think there's 43 school districts plus the private schools. So why not set up a program where area high school students over 17 years of age would work the polls in the districts where their schools are, and it would kind of give them a taste and see the importance of getting out to vote. I think that's actually a great idea.
It is a great idea. Of course, there's no way they could handle every student in Allegheny County or in the surrounding counties. But the idea, frankly, of more civics education is really true. I don't even know if they do much in the way of civics these days. I'd really need to double check that. But I can tell you, back in my day in Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh area, we were required to take at least a semester on government, on civics, and another semester on Pennsylvania history. And, you know, certain things stick with you, but certainly the importance of government in general. And I know it's so easy for us to say, my vote doesn't count, it doesn't matter, the guys with the money are going to control no matter what happens. But these elections are often a lot closer, and I think we may see some close ones today. We'll see.
Well, the big one, Mr. Delano, is obviously in the city of Pittsburgh. Incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey with challenger Corey O'Connor, currently the Allegheny County Comptroller, of course, spent over a decade on city council, and legacy man with his father being mayor of the city. This one really counts and really matters, yet they're in the same party fighting against each other. And each side says they have a lead in their own polls. weather a factor? How do you think this turns out?
Well, it really comes down to who votes, because number one, obviously these polls don't mean much if they're taken of people who aren't going to actually show up and vote. And the other thing I should say about the polls is the ones we've seen have all been partisan polls. They're conducted by one side or the other. And so this could still be a very much a jump ball race, depending on who shows up to vote. And there, what you're dealing with is general apathy about government in general and about primaries. So, you know, will we get 30% of Pittsburgh Democrats participating today? Who knows? Often in these primaries, you get 15% or 20%. So we'll see whether this has generated a little more excitement. We know where these respective candidates have some strength. In my view, when I look at the neighborhoods and I look at the city of Pittsburgh, I think I can pretty much sense where Corey O'Connor is going to win. I can pretty much sense where Ed Gainey is going to win. But the real battleground area, it seems to me, 2 points. One is the turnout. How big will the turnout be, for example, in the South Hills area, Carrick, Beachview, Brookline, the West End, or for the mayor in the African-American wards in Morningside, Lawrenceville, that area? And then the jump ball area for me, the one that we can't predict, is really the 14th ward. We're talking Squirrel Hill, Shadyside, Greenfield, Point Breeze. This is an area, parts of which went for Bill Peduto last time, 4 years ago, parts of which went for Ed Gainey. But the one big difference is that Corey O'Connor represented part of this area for 10 years on city council, and he has deep roots in this area. So we'll see. I think this election could still go either way.
How unusual is it, John, for an incumbent, in this case Democrat, to have a party endorse the challenger?
Yeah, that's really a bit surprising. Now, mind you, the endorsement was very close. Very close endorsement vote. But the fact is, Ed Gainey was the endorsed Democrat against Bill Peduto 4 years ago. This year, he lost that endorsement to Corey O'Connor, who is the endorsed Democrat. I don't know that these endorsements mean a whole lot, to be honest. I think people in this day and age have a sense of who Ed Gainey is. They have a sense of who Corey O'Connor is. And I don't think somebody telling them who to vote for is going to make that big a difference. I think fundamentally, when you have an incumbent, and whether it was Bill Peduto 4 years ago or Ed Gainey this year, it's a referendum on the performance of the incumbent. If you're happy with the way things are going in the city of Pittsburgh, if you think Ed Gainey has done a good job and has done what he promised and said he would do, you're going to vote for Gainey for another 4 years. If you're unhappy, you're not. And it really comes down to that. Now, what the incumbents tend to do is they tend to vilify the opponent because they just don't want to take a chance of having a yes-no vote on them. And so they go after the challenger and they try to trash the challenger. And we've seen a lot of that in this election, too. Although, you know, to be fair, it's a perfectly normal political strategy. And I think, frankly, the Gainey camp has done a pretty good job of going.
This time we check in with our colleague Lynn Hayes Freeland. And on this primary election day, I can see Lynn. And you can, too, on our live stream at kdkradio.com, brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Let me apologize up front because, you know, they never come to cut your grass until you're getting ready to do a Zoom or, in this case, do an interview. So they've kind of moved away, but I can still hear them.
If I hear mowing in the background, we're okay, Lynn. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I see, but thank you. I see a little gleam in your eye. You love this process. Primary election day, people normally don't get that excited, but this is a really important election, particularly for mayor, obviously.
This is extremely important, Larry, and it concerns me when I looked at some statistics that I guess the last go-round, minus the presidential race, 1 in 3 voters in Allegheny County came out to vote. 1 in 3. That's such a small percentage of people who are actually making major decisions about the county, about the city. That is distressing to me. I'm hoping that people are motivated by this election. Certainly enough money has been spent on this election to get folks out and vote. But I think it'll also be very telling if, based on the record amounts of money that were spent and voters still don't come out. I think it tells us a lot about how political money is being spent.
If 30% of the registered voters vote today, would you consider that a success?
Personally, no. I think it needs to be better than that. I mean, is it a success? Yes. Do I think we can do better? Absolutely. I think we can do better. But, you know, these are different times. These are interesting times because I was looking this morning at all of the endorsed candidates. And then I was looking at social media, and those two things tell very different stories. So many of the endorsed candidates are not the ones that I'm seeing so much social media chatter about. So I think it may also tell us something about the future of elections.
It certainly will. Now, what happens if Ed Gainey's reaffirmed with a primary win? Then not much changes with what he's doing, I would imagine, preparing for the fall. However, if Cory O'Connor wins, boy, that's going to be a strange dynamic.
Well, it will be. Although, you know, when you look at a lot of their platforms or a lot of their beliefs, there's not a huge difference. There are more similarities, I will say, between Gainey and O'Connor than there are differences. What is most troubling to me, I think, is no matter who wins, Gainey or O'Connor, the fallout from the negativity, the hateful, the vitriolic feel of this election is going to last way longer than anything else.
And the last thing the Democratic Party needs anywhere is more divisive between party members. It creates a challenge. You're right. Now, that said, on the Republican side, former Democrat Tony Moreno and Thomas West are battling it out. Who do you think wins that race?
You know what? I suspect, and I don't know this for sure, but obviously, if I could predict a winner, then I wouldn't be doing this. I'd be doing something else for for a living. But I think that Tony Moreno, at least he has the name recognition. This is not his first race. He ran last time as a Democrat, and then I think it was a write-in or something as a Republican. So I think Tony Moreno has the advantage in this case. But again, this is Pittsburgh. This is Allegheny County, that just by virtue of the Democratic registrants versus the Republican, I think it's hard. I mean, other than Jim Roddy, has any Republican won in recent memory?
No, and not for mayor since the 30s. Jim Roddy was the lone, he was one of the original. Once they got rid of the three commission for Allegheny County, the three commissioner seats, and turned it into a county executive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
was that first winner.
He was the first winner. And Jim Roddy was more like what I would call an old school politician. He was a Republican, but he would reach across the aisle. He was a people person, and he believed in negotiations, going back and forth and finding that happy place in the middle. We don't see many politicians like that anymore, locally or nationally.
And he was also an astute businessman, and he knew how to get things done. And you don't get things done by just being one or the other. You have to find some ways to reach across the aisle.
Yeah, you do. And I'll be honest, Larry, I mean, you know, being a businessman doesn't, and in Roddy's case, I think it worked to his advantage. I'm not sure that that's necessarily a criteria or should be a criteria for an elected office. I think it's too soon to see what impact being a businessman has had on being a president. It's too early to determine that with this second term. But I think I kind of like the idea that you have to have some foundation in politics to be a politician. That doesn't mean you have to be entrenched in any system, but you do have to understand how government works.
Lynn Hayes-Friedland, more coming up right after news with Paul Rasmussen at the bottom of this half hour. It's Marty Griffin. We'll check in with Marty here in the next few minutes. Meanwhile, we continue our conversation with Lynn Hayes-Friedland. So, Lynn, outside of primary election day, any other election news you want to share or opinions on anything?
Well, hold on for a second, just because in that break, I heard from a number of folks working at polls randomly throughout the area. No one has had double-digit voters so far today. No one has crossed that threshold of 10. So what I'm hearing is 5, 6, 8. Yeah, 5, 6, and 8. Those seem to be the most common numbers of voters so far. Now, it's early, but I can remember years that I would be out there. You know, I had to go before I went to work, and there would be a short line, other than the year Barack Obama ran. I don't think there was ever a long line. But it is somewhat distressing to me that, like I said, everyone I've touched base with has not had more than 8. Voters this morning. Doesn't sound
not
well.
Really encouraging. We hope there's a sudden rush, but unlikely.
Yeah.
And the people who vote are the people that are making the difference.
They are. And, you know, I mean, we focused a lot on this mayoral race, but there are, I believe, 8 judge positions on the ballot. I think there's like 22 candidates. There are 8 open slots. That's an important role. That judge position, first of all, it's a 10-year term. It pays over $200,000. And the decisions that those judges make affect the streets, the life in Pittsburgh and throughout the county. When, you know, we're always complaining about, why is that person out on bail? How come the judges didn't keep him? Yet when it's time to pick a judge, we don't show up.
And how do you really know what the judges truly stand for? You got to put a little effort into it and do some homework. And it's easier now than ever to do that.
Absolutely. You don't have to wait for the newspaper to put the Women's Voter League to put it in the paper. Because if you simply read up on, and I did look at most of the bios of the judges, some of them obviously made sense to me. They've had experience in criminal court. They've been throughout the court system. They know the system. Some of them don't make sense to me at all. They've pretty much been in corporate law for most of their careers. And there's a big difference between corporate law and serving on the bench. Same thing with our school board positions. There are a number of, at least in Pittsburgh, contested races in the city of Pittsburgh for Pittsburgh Public Schools. Pittsburgh Public Schools is at a crossroads. They have to decide what's going to stay open, what's going to stay closed. You have to really look at the people you are electing in that position, because that's going to affect your city taxes. If you have kids in the school district, that's going to affect your school district. Why aren't we seeing debates among these candidates?
All right. Primary election aside, what else on the national landscape is on your radar?
You know, I don't want to just talk politics, Larry. I really don't. But what I will do is I want to talk about, this is we are on the brink of the summer travel season. And I am extremely concerned about what's happening. I think I mentioned to you last week that I was coming into Pittsburgh. I was coming in for a Sunday event, but I deliberately came in on Friday because there's so many delays and cancellations. I didn't want to miss my event on Sunday, so I had to come in 2 days early just to make sure that I made it into the city, and that's before the holiday rush, the summertime rush. That's a big concern to me.
Well, overall, they're saying the cost for travel this summer will be slightly less than last summer, if that means anything. But we still, the biggest bust in terms of buildup was this Real ID deadline.
Well, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this to you before, but here in Georgia, when you got a new driver's license, as long as it was like within the last 5 years, it had this little gold star or black star in the upper right-hand corner. And that said that it served, your license would serve as your real ID. So I never felt that pressure. But what I never understood is, why didn't every state have that? Why was that?
Thank you.
Why was that a state-by-state decision?
Thank you. But we did, you know, this is, and we talked about it, this has been 20 years they've been trying to institute this, and the genesis of that was 9/11, and it got to, I guess, COVID, and they kept kicking it down the road. Then they steadfast to, you know, this May 7th, and then when it happened, they're like, well,
okay, you can still get on the plane for now.
For now, but we really mean it someday. I'm serious. Someday. We're going to someday.
How many people do you know personally, Larry, who waited? I have friends that stood in line forever at the very end because they hadn't dealt with it.
And many of those people weren't actually traveling anytime soon.
Exactly.
I think.
Well, then there's that.
Well, you bring up a great point. I think part of the issue was the fact that some people thought that the deadline meant that you couldn't get it after that. It only meant for travel starting that day. So if you had plans to fly or go into some federal buildings, it didn't matter until you really needed it. And then if you had a passport, then it didn't matter at all. So, all right. Well,
and however, when's the last time you were in a federal building, Larry?
Couldn't tell you. I haven't been.
Me either.
I haven't been invited to any army or military bases either, so.
Yeah, me either. So it all seems kind of silly in many ways, but, you know, like I said, it should be uniform. Every state should either make it possible to connect it to your driver's license, because I know people who stood in line, waited, went, and then found out they didn't have the necessary documents.
So the next time they tell you something, you're going to be like, oh, don't worry about it, and then it'll, depending on what it is, might stick. We'll see.
Yep.
Lynn, talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. You'll have election results.
Tomorrow morning, we'll have you covered. Lynn Hayes Freeland on the Big K Morning Show.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, voters headed to the polls on this primary election day. Incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey will be casting his vote shortly. His challenger, Corey O'Connor, voted earlier.
It's been a long couple months, but you know, we got enough votes there. We door knocked a lot, you know, hit a number of doors, took our message out to the people, and let's see what happens today.
I don't know if there's anything left to say. I think everybody's like, okay, well, let's see what happens.
Yes. Nippon Steel upping the ante. According to a report from Reuters, the Japanese company is doubling its investment pledge into U.S. steel.
I hope they can figure out a way to keep this going for the Mon Valley and the region's sake.
Yes.
Tomorrow's another one of those deadlines, probably like Real ID, though. We'll see.
Number three, a Pennsylvania progressive group pressuring Senator John Fetterman to resign, saying the Democratic senator isn't performing his duties.
Marty just walked in. Marty, is Fetterman okay?
You know, I said this yesterday, and I've known him for 25 years. I've sat in his house. We've had dinner. John's always been like this, man. I'm sorry, Larry, but
he's
odd.
He's always been
an outsider.
A different character.
He's an outlier.
Yes.
Democrats here, big players, have never liked him. I'm just telling you, Larry, but the masses like him. And
clearly.
He's always had anger issues, depression issues. He has a big brain, he has a big heart, I love his ideas, but this notion that this is unique, it's not unique, Larry.
And how did he win that election? Battling through stroke conditions and depression. It's, yeah, he's there.
So there's a headline in the Wall Street Journal today. Fire sale at Portland's largest office tower shows how far the city has fallen. Okay? Oregon City's downtown is struggling with crime and other quality of life issues. Sound familiar, bro?
Yeah.
So my man, Aaron Stauber, who's a billionaire,
right,
who owns 20 buildings in this town, says this, and this is a quote, for anyone out there thinking about voting right now, Yin's voters will be deciding the fate of their, your, my city today. For those who are going to sit on their ass and send stupid text messages or social media posts or watch Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune, get off your lazy ass and vote, because the future of Pittsburgh is at stake. You can have what you have or make a difference. Your choice.
And now for a business news update from the Pittsburgh Business Times. I'm managing editor Mike Larson. A prime East End property anchored by a busy grocery store is headed to sheriff's sale. The property is the former Daybomb Chevrolet car dealership building that was originally built in 1934 and redeveloped more than 10 years ago by developer John O'Dell and his Michigan-based Warner Pacific. The property has been repositioned into a more than 150,000-square-foot mixed-use project anchored by an Aldi grocery store with a Yin's Coffee, along with structured parking and a companion offices at Baum. Also, Nippon Steel Corp. has reportedly pledged to invest up to $14 billion in United States Steel Corporation operations, including the first stages of development of a new domestic steel plant if its $14.9 billion purchase of U.S. Steel is approved by President Donald Trump. Some details of the proposal were first reported Monday afternoon by Reuters, but were confirmed by the Business Times. It would total, if all was said and done, nearly $29 billion from Nippon Steel to U.S. Steel, and it would be far higher than the $2.5 billion the company had promised previously when the deal was up for review by the Biden administration, and higher than the $7 billion that it previously had been reported this year. For more on these stories and other local business news, log on to PittsburghBusinessTimes.com. I'm Mike Larson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.